This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, brought to you by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First member FDIC, Highways 21 and 41. Almost 25 years ago, when I first drove into downtown Oshkosh, I remember seeing two properties. One was the Buckstaff plant. The other was a tall white building on Main Street. The Buckstaff recently became the Oshkosh Arena, and now after a couple of starts and stops, the Miles Kimball building is becoming apartments. Work began on the project officially this week. It should be ready in 2022. Meanwhile, investors in the Old Smith School project are asking the city for a TIF to make the school into low-income apartments. Senator Ron Johnson is again asking for answers in D.C. He peppered the Homeland Security Director Mayorkas during a hearing this week about how many people, how many refugees have crossed the border and settled into the U.S. When Mayorkas could not answer the question, the senator pressed him again and still again, but no answers. Senator Johnson will have more to say about the interaction with Mayorkas, no doubt, the border situation, COVID-19, and Afghanistan during his town hall meeting next month here on the Chamber website. Page 2, the Oshkosh Arena is still looking for a new naming rights partner after losing Menominee Nation. The arena will welcome back live shows starting next month. The postponed, then delayed, then postponed again George Lopez show will finally come to town in a few days. The arena's main tenant, the Wisconsin Herd, has announced their 21-22 schedule. The Herd opens after a year off for COVID-19 on November the 8th. They'll play a total of 24 games at the arena. Last week, I told you that the Oshkosh Northwestern was going on to the auction block. Well, it turns out the auction has been canceled. A private buyer apparently now interested in the project. Latest on COVID-19 shows 103 people hospitalized here in the Fox Valley as of this morning. It's up nearly 20 from 1 week ago. Meanwhile, 22 people are currently in the ICU. The Governor Evers' $100 incentive to get the COVID jab ran out on Sunday. No word if they're going to bring it back or how successful it was. And today is the first full day of fall, and typical Wisconsin weather. I had to crank up the AC on Sunday, and probably will have to turn on the furnace by the end of the weekend. I'm Bob Brunel. That's Newsworthy for Thursday. We'll be back on Tuesday with more here on the Chamber website.